The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.
I like the sound of the PQA. I like it a lot. We have four of the stars of Matilda the Musical in the studio now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
There we go. We're off. Introduce yourselves, starting with you, please.
Hi, my name's Heidi, and I'm playing Mrs. Wormwood.
Hi, my name's Ellis, and I'm playing Mr. Wormwood.
Hi, I'm Danielle, and I'm playing Matilda.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm playing Miss Trunchbull.
Danielle, I'm going to start with you. Sorry to irritate the other three of you. Playing lead role, how does that feel?
I'm quite glad to have it, and it's quite... I'm proud of getting it, but it's also a bit of a struggle to, because you need to have everything perfect, otherwise in the rest, because it kind of feels like you need to have it right, because it kind of depends on it.
Well, that's the pressure of fame, I suppose.
Yeah.
What was the audition process like? I don't know who wants to take this one, but what was it like going for these parts?
So for the auditions, we got given the script, we had a certain amount of time to learn lines, learn songs for those different parts. I went for pretty much every part, so I had to learn a lot of lines and songs and act them out how you would on stage. And Kelly and other members of PQA looked back at that recording they did at the people's auditions, and then they decided who got the part. So.
Good, so thorough. It's a lengthy process.
Well. I'm not sure.
To learn all the parts?
You didn't have to learn it properly because it's only an audition. Because especially when you're auditioning for a lot of parts, you obviously can't learn the whole play, otherwise there's no point.
Yeah, it might be pretty exhausting, fair to say. Heidi, we'll come to you. The auditions, what's it like to go through? How does it make you feel? Help with confidence? Or does it make you nervous? Do you hate it? Or
I was pretty confident because I'd learnt all my lines and I'd gone over them, and I was only going for my part, so I got it. So.
You nailed it. Easy as that, really. Easy. When is the show? I've not asked that. When's the show?
It is...
October 7th.
It's the 7th of October.
All right, and I've got a little note here that says someone important will be in the audience. Who's that?
Charles Bronson, is that how you pronounce it?
And what's Charles doing on the day?
Charles is going to be doing a workshop/masterclass, same thing kind of thing, where he's going through the audition process of the actual Matilda show. Then he's doing a tech and dress run with us, and he's going to give us feedback for the actual performance that he's then going to watch, and hopefully it all goes okay.
No pressure.
No pressure.
And Matilda, we'll come to you. How are rehearsals going?
They're going well.
Yeah?
I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Enjoying them?
Yeah, I'm enjoying them.
And how much time is spent practicing, rehearsing?
Well, we can sometimes do one just little bit, a 3-minute scene from it. We could do it 7 or 8 times, so it could take up nearly half an hour just to do that one little bit, because like we have to be told when we're even just like say there's a position we need to be in, we get told if we're a few millimeters off and we need to be in that position, we need to get the lines right, we need to have everything ready for the show,
which is on the
7th of October.
Yeah, we go. And I'm going to ask you all individually now, one by one, what's your favourite part of the show? And this is the big sell. So when you become a kind of feature film headline movie, this is the one, right? So you have to do the sell. So what's your favourite bit?
I like the school song where we're scaring all the little kids.
Nice.
No, that's not the reason why. I like the lyrics of this song. I think they're clever.
Okay.
My favourite scene is just the beginning scene, mainly because it's got me in it.
Sure, it's a good reason.
And I like when my hair turns green, so that's good.
Why does your hair turn green?
Because Matilda puts, green, dye in my shampoo, so I get green hair. So, no, it's not a fun trip.
Danielle, what's your favourite bit?
My favourite part's at the end where she's got a good home and she's all happy.
Oh, when the happy ending.
Yeah, both of them, because Miss Honey's had a terrible life, she's had a terrible life, and then abracadabra the together and everybody's happy.
Oh, and finally, sir, your favourite bit.
My favourite part is when Miss Trunchbull throws children into chokey.
Okay. Right, sinister elements of that, and that's all part of the fun. So there's a masterclass with the guy that's going to be kind of watching, and I won't say judging, but certainly watching and enjoying, Charles Brunton, who plays the Trunchbull?
The Trunchbull.
Make it underline that, make sure I get that. There's a masterclass.
So I'm quite excited about that. So he comes in, he's doing a masterclass with PQA, working on how we can get the best out of the performance, because obviously he was in it, so he knows what he's doing. He can show us tips and tricks to get Matilda really good. So.
And that's where where PQA is like nowhere else, I suppose. You've got access to these wonderful stars to come and help you guys develop as you want.
Yeah, I mean, PQA is really good because there's all these opportunities. They get all these stars in. You've got an opportunity to do a West End show every number of years. I don't know how long that is.
Every so often.
But every so often. Yeah, I think it's really good. That's actually why I did it, because they managed to get all of these other people in, which is really good.
Cool. And if you like the sound of that, you can try it out. At this point, Kelly from the PQA should jump in. Grab a mic, Kelly. Grab a mic. You've got an open day coming up. Let's sit you down.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Kelly. So, you've got an open day?
Yes, we do. As the kids have been talking about, we are doing Matilda. So to take on new students in the middle of a show is always really difficult. It's hard for them. It's hard for us. So what we've done, we've closed our books for a while until after the show. So on the 14th of October, we're going to open the doors to PQA Harrogate for our afternoon academy, and we're inviting children to come along for the full 3 hours. They'll get to try all the lessons completely free of charge for the day that we do, which is musical theatre, comedy and drama, film and TV. And then they will be treated to a performance from our current students.
Oh, wow.
So they get to do Matilda again. And then it gives any new students that are interested in PQA, it gives them the chance to have a little bit of a taste of what they can expect when they become a student. We also have a really exciting announcement to give out on that day, but I can't do it today because I have some students in the room.
You tease.
Yes, I am. But our next big project for PQA Harrogate is already underway. And we're just finalising plans, so we'll be announcing that to the students on the 14th as well.
Well, it sounds brilliant. Your website, for those that want to get involved and missed all that, first protocol, probably the website, I'm guessing.
Yeah, website's always the best one. It's www.pqacademy.com, and then you can just go to the academy locator at the top. It's really simple, put in Harrogate. Request a free info pack, come out to you in the post, and then you'll get my contact details from that, email address, phone number, etc., to get more information on that open day.
Brilliant. Thank you to the cast of Matilda for popping in. Lovely to chat to you. Good luck for the show. Enjoy it. I'm sure you will. Anyway, I can't work out we've all got to. I'm going to try and blag some tickets to come along as well, if that's all right.
Yeah, we'll give you a free one.
Yes!
Complimentary.
Guys, thank you very much.
We have been PQA Harrogate.
Thank you for listening.
Be yourself! Be amazing!
The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.